Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
As we have mentioned, this week's zone deal is to Le Voltaire. If you didn't win on the tweet bag, we still got a chance for you to get a pretty sweet deal, two $25 vouchers to Le Voltaire for just $25. And they're on sale on our website, 1620thezone.com, Friday at 9. Friday is May 3rd, by the way, because today is May 1st. Happy right. May Day. Get your baskets out. Josh, you look like you're about to deliver some baskets to somebody's house. With your shirt.
Dinosaur baskets.
You look like you just are really happy and just have a couple baskets and lay them on people's doorsteps.
I'm very happy.
Yeah, you are. You really are. All right, how about this? We have the Big Ten conference schedule, not dates, but opponents and where these games are located. This comes of note this year because Nebraska is in a nonsensical conference now.
Yes,
the conference is now nonsensical.
Do you hate money, Connor?
I do. I hate what money does to us. And what it has done to us in this case is created this monstrosity. But we push forward in this nonsensical conference. There are six double plays for Nebraska basketball this upcoming year. You'll play Iowa twice. You'll play Maryland twice. You will play Ohio State twice. There are
three double plays, six games.
Yes. Iowa, Maryland, Ohio State are the double plays for Nebraska this year. Good to have Iowa back twice in the schedule. That's good.
The way it should be.
Don't know how to decide the other two. Probably just random, like the P guy at Harper 7. Random acts of violence. Nebraska will welcome into Pinnacle Bank Arena the following teams: Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota.
Oh, easy dub.
Rutgers, and
those two five stars that Rutgers
has. They should be pretty good next year. And USC and UCLA.
Man, Bronny would have been coming here.
Yeah, Bronny's going to be in the draft,
sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
UCLA is going to have a good team. Will Kyle will be coming to PBA next year. He ended up at UCLA. Nebraska fans, however, will not get the opportunity to boo Frankie Fiddler.
Oh, yeah, Michigan State's a roadie.
Unless, of course, they'd like to go to the Breslin Center.
I don't think you want to.
No. That's a long drive for a 15-point loss.
In the winter?
In the winter. They'll go to Michigan State. They'll go to Northwestern. They have an arena there. It's not just a blank pit like their football stadium is. They'll go to Penn State. They'll go to Purdue.
Oh, revenge game.
And they'll go to Washington, Wisconsin, and Oregon.
So Dana doesn't come here.
Dana will get a visit from Nebraska next year. Maybe Dana will call up somebody and say, hey, could you bring me some kolaches?
He does love those.
He does love kolaches. And revenge game for Connor Asesian at Wisconsin. There you go.
That's right. That's right.
Revenge game for Braxton Mia at Washington. Look at all these revenge games.
Oh, yeah. Just landed him.
Any other interconference transfers? That's it. I'm waiting for the women's schedule to come out. I got to get those games because I need USC in Lincoln next year. That's what I want. That's. We got to make that the big blowout game next year.
People are
Juju, and then the other one.
They got a big three there at USC, and if you thought, Well, Caitlin Clark went to the WNBA. Angel Reese went to the WNBA. There's no stars left in women's basketball. You'd be wrong, my friend.
The traveling road show continues on. It just it's still in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. Yeah, USC is going to have revenge game for the Rutgers guy, for Gavin.
That's right.
We do it for Gavin. But Nebraska doesn't go to Rutgers. They'll bring Rutgers here. So it's... he'll have to show everybody around. Although Rutgers will have like almost completely new roster next year. So maybe he won't know anybody on the team. I met the team. There is no team. All right. To another story yesterday, since people are obsessed with this. Nebraska sent out an email to season ticket holders yesterday. That's scary news, right?
How much money are they asking for, Connor?
Nebraska's athletic department announced that Nebraska football will move their team operation on game day from the east sideline over to the west sideline. The email says, after soliciting feedback from our coaches and staff, it was determined that the west sideline has a competitive advantage for our team. We want to do everything possible to support our coaches. The team has put it in a position to succeed. The email, according to the email, it will not affect fans sitting along the west sideline during the 2024 football season, which means if you're really into this sort of stuff, Nebraska has indeed forfeited some of the space that was granted to them on that east sideline. It is noticeably more spacious along the east sideline for the trade of not burning alive in September, which I think is good.
Smart.
I think that's smart. Because when that sun comes over for the 2:30 games, it actually gets nice and cool. You get the shade, and you're like, oh, this is sweet. Now, you can't see anything that's going on the other side of the field, but it's noticeably brighter, probably 25 degrees hotter on the east side of the field, especially during those September games. Now, for the 11 o'clock games, get a little bit of light, you know, more light on the east side might not be the worst thing in the world. Get that heat on you instead of, you know, just in the cold. But I think you take the shade. I think Nebraska came Definitely. Out on top. Good trade. Grade the trade, Josh.
B+. Matt Rhule has talked about this for like a year now.
Yeah,
he talked it. About it early in his tenure that why are we not over there? I want to be over there.
It's a great question. Any coach could have done it at any time. Uh-huh. Nobody actually cares about this.
And that
the season ticket holders are like, oh, we bought season tickets to be.
I want to be behind. That's why I bought my ticket there.
You got good seats, man. Yeah. You get good seats. Don't worry about it.
Also, if we can we do the thing where we read way too much into something?
Oh, go ahead.
No previous football coach ever had the attention to detail to go, I want to be over there because it's a marginal competitive advantage.
Frost wanted to do it.
I want every competitive advantage there is.
I don't know what the reasoning was on Frost not. I think there was like this internal battle with him of like tradition versus, and all, like.
Definitely.
So weird. Such a weird thing. But they did it for the COVID.
I am tradition, so I don't want to do all these non-traditional things. Yes. But I'd very much like to do these non-traditional things.
They did it for the COVID year, and then they welcomed fans back in, and they were back on the other sideline again. So, yeah, the space thing, I mean, it's noticeable. There is definitely more space on the east sideline. Coaches have commented on it, how they have less space when they occupy the west sideline as the visitor at Memorial Stadium, but yeah, that's the other thing that Nebraska or Matt Rhule specifically likes to talk about in terms of his stadium is grass. We haven't talked about this week.
Oh yeah,
there was a couple injuries in the spring game, a couple bad ones. Matt Rhule's been a big grass guy for a long time. He loves grass.
Matt Rhule, big grass guy.
He loves grass. A lot of the previous coaches actually have enjoyed grass. So this is not a straight, like, can you do it thing? Is it possible thing? I think Rhule was kind of begging Trev before Trev left. And he was like, hey, I really want to do this. Like, can we do this? And, you know, Trev had very different ideas about how the stadium was going to be used and as a revenue builder, and we're going to do some other stuff here. Let's put a cool concert. You got to put the white floor down. You see what the white floor does to grass. Go look at the ballpark downtown for like, you know, 6 months after that happens. It's not the prettiest thing in the world, but they want to use it for concerts. They want to do volleyball day in Nebraska. They want to do multipurpose events, commencement, things like that at the stadium. That's what Trev wanted. We do not know the opinion of one Troy Dannon yet on
anything,
on the stadium as a revenue generator compared to where is it on the scale of revenue generator to we want to be, you know, we want to give the football coaches what they want to do. Because it is, after all, it is their stadium. Do they view it as a football stadium, or do they do it as they view it as the University of Nebraska's stadium?
Okay.
Don't have that answer from
When's the next Danny AD yet. Show?
Great question.
He feels due for an AD show.
No, we just had one like what, last week? I think we just had
and
one.
Nobody
last
asked
week.
Him any questions about anything?
No, because he did that. They asked him a thing about the South Stadium. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I still don't have my arms wrapped around it yet, but we're kind of continuing on as we thought we were. Remember? You were here.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. That was last week, Josh.
And that's the only question he was asked?
I don't know if he took calls last week.
Oh, you got to take calls.
You got to take calls.
I need Jeff and Wilbur to be on it.
Text from the 402. Okay, yeah, because that would be a question from Jeff and Wilbur. Text from the 402.
Hi, 402.
One tradition that Scott Frost did not believe in, the tradition of winning.
Winning. Oh, yeah. I like it. Yeah, it's a good joke.
It's good. We'll be happy to throw him under the bus whenever we possibly can.
One tradition he also did love, though.
What's that?
Friday margaritas. And Thursday margaritas.
We'll
and
come
Wednesday
back.
Margaritas.
More up next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready-to-spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com. For all the great deals happening now. Save.